Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Okay, well, I don't mean to sound facetious, but I can think of a way, perhaps in the distant future, to end distracted driving, and that is through self-driving cars. Boston is still in the pilot stage of testing autonomous vehicles, but it's inevitable. So there's already a legislative debate heating up over how to regulate self-driving cars on the road and as an industry. And Zeninjor Enwemeka has been following these issues. She's a reporter for WBUR's business and technology team, Bostonomics, and she joins us now. Hi there, Zeninjor.
Hey, Magna.
Okay, so I really mean it. Like, there's a lot of problems with the technology, but one of these days, at least, maybe it might solve the texting while driving problem. But some of this legislation that's being considered on Beacon Hill is coming about because people have concerns about autonomous vehicles, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are a number of issues around autonomous vehicles. And really the number one issue, I think, from all sides, from legislators, from car manufacturers, is safety. Mm-hmm. Safety is the number one issue. And as you were just discussing about distracted driving, many people believe that if you take humans out of the driving equation, that that will actually make things safer and reduce distracted driving. So there is a lot of thinking around that. In addition to that, I mean, there is some skepticism, though, I will say, about autonomous vehicles. Some people think that, that it's unclear whether this technology will actually make us safer. So there was a hearing last month on Beacon Hill over several bills that are up right now on autonomous vehicles. And Representative Dan Ryan actually criticized the auto industry for being really slow when it comes to past recalls for product defects. And he said this.
So this whole notion that you got to get away from human drivers because machines are wicked smart. Come on. Please.
I think that's healthy skepticism until we're several generations down the road, semi-intended, in terms of developing the technology for these self-driving vehicles. Because one of the things is, like, what about the technical or technological vulnerability of the cars themselves, right? I mean, we just had this massive worldwide cyber attack with the WannaCry virus or whatever it was. I mean, could that happen to these cars?
Absolutely. I mean, that's a huge concern as well. I mean, these vehicles are running on software, so autonomous vehicles could potentially be hacked too, just like this ransomware that we've recently been dealing with over the past week. So there is a lot of concern about that as well. Also, these vehicles are collecting a lot of data. They're mapping, there's the technology that's running them, so there's concerns around privacy and what someone might potentially do if they got access to that data or to these vehicles and were able to somehow control them, control the technology that's running them. So Noel Zamut is the president of Corvus Analytics, and that's a cybersecurity company. And he spoke at a state working group meeting earlier this week on self-driving cars. And he basically said it's a wild west out there in terms of this technology and that really there isn't enough being done on the security of these vehicles.
We have more guidance on how the lines for crosswalks are supposed to be painted on streets than we have guidance on how to secure critical infrastructure.
Wow. Interesting. I mean, we already know that the Internet of Things can be easily hacked. It's an entirely different level of problem when that thing is your car. But Zeninjor, I mean, what about the industry that is trying to put these cars on the road? I mean, are autonomous vehicle companies happy that Beacon Hill is considering regulation, or do they want a hands-off approach?
Well, there's kind of a range of reactions from a lot of the car manufacturers. They basically say to regulators, don't regulate. We don't want you to do anything, at least not right now. Because right now, as you mentioned before, it's really important to test this technology and to innovate. So one thing that I'll note, too, is that there are many entities that are interested in this. So you have your car manufacturers, but you also have tech companies. So there is a concern out there that too much regulation will stifle innovation. And there's also concern about, different states passing different laws and creating a patchwork. So there's a lot lot that lawmakers here in Massachusetts are going to have to balance in terms of how to regulate this and what rules to put in place.
Oh, interesting. So are other states then looking into their versions of whatever these regulations might be?
Yeah, actually, there's 13 states in the District of Columbia who have already enacted legislation on self-driving cars. And this year alone, over 30 states have introduced bills around this. So a lot of people are talking about this, and the legislation ranges from, you know, simply studying the technology to allowing these cars on the roads without drivers in some states allowing these vehicles to be used for ride-hailing services.
Huh. Now, so we're talking about how Beacon Hill legislators are approaching this challenge. Do we know how Governor Charlie Baker feels about it?
Well, last year, the governor issued an executive order on autonomous vehicles, and that basically has allowed some testing to occur right now. We have that pilot going on in Boston. The order also created that state working group that I mentioned earlier. So there's a group that's meeting regularly to discuss all of these issues and figure out a way for the state to lay down some rules and some guidance on this. And that was done in conjunction with another executive order that the mayor here in Boston, Marty Walsh, issued to also start to look at putting some guidelines in place.
Okay. And as you mentioned earlier, the testing's happening in Boston. How's it going?
Yeah, it's happening now. It's happening in South Boston. The company is called Newtonomy. They are based in Cambridge. And actually, just last month, they got approval from the city to expand their testing. So they had been testing in Ray Flynn Industrial Park, an enclosed area. And now they're able to test more widely in the Seaport District and Fort Point. And so this is basically giving them access to bridges, to a rotary, to multi-lane roads, to intersections with traffic signals, areas where there are bike lanes. So it's a lot more complex roadways. And that's the thing about this is companies want to test, especially in areas like Boston,
yeah,
where, you know, we have some creative driving that
algorithm will do when faced with a Boston driver.
Well, we have some creative driving here, and a lot of these companies see it as sort of an edge or extreme case. And so you want to test these extreme cases because you want these cars, these autonomous vehicles, to really be able to operate on the roadways and deal with pedestrians and deal with cyclists and other motorists. So,
Yeah. So, I mean, I have to say, I personally applaud Beacon Hill legislators for thinking about this now because autonomous vehicles are inevitable. I'm just curious about, you know, how close are we to actually having them be a more familiar part of our roads?
Yeah, well, like I said, testing is already happening, but many people believe that these cars will really truly be out there in a more robust way within the next 10 years.
Wow.
So, you know, you could have, you know, folks now who are in elementary school, by the time they get to high school and start driving, maybe they won't have to drive. Maybe they'll be in an autonomous vehicle. So it's happening now. Testing is going on in Boston. There's also some tests happening in Devens at the former military army fort there. And the state is seeing a lot of interest from different entities trying to get on the roadways.
Well, it seems like it'll be sooner rather than later where I'll be shaking my angry pedestrian fist at a car and there'll be nobody behind the wheel. Zanindra Enwemeka is a reporter for WBUR's business and technology team, Bostonomics. We've got a link to her reporting on regulations around self-driving cars. That's at radioboston.org. Zanindra, thanks.
Sure thing.
Back in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.